Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, is this the hard and fast date, or is that still a moving target?
Well, it's still a moving target. They're trying, and they're going to be hopefully doing it. You know, this is one of those classic Bay Area transit big projects that was very ambitious when it started. The idea was to build a train station for high-speed rail, a bus station to replace the old Transbay Terminal, a shopping mall, a rooftop park, everything down there in the center of San Francisco, a landmark, making it basically the Grand Central Station of the West. But one thing led to another. One stall led to another. High-speed rail hasn't arrived, so that station's not going to be opening anytime soon. And instead, we're going to be getting the pretty much the bus service. It's going to be a big bus stop, and even that is up to, could be as late as August before they start rolling in and out of the new terminal.
You know, if you're stuck on Fremont Street right now, and I'm sure you are, you can look up and see they've planted trees up there. There are folks walking around back and forth. It looks like the garden that they're putting up at that mezzanine level is happening. So what still needs to be done? This thing looks like they're down to the finishing touches.
Well, it looks can be deceiving. It's done from the outside, or at least it looks that way, and it's been years in the making, and anybody in downtown San Francisco has probably cursed and screamed as they've gone by all the traffic delays putting this up. It's there by the Salesforce Tower, and like you said, it looks like it's done, but on the interior, they're still having to put in some 80 miles of wiring, and that's slowed things down, just getting the conduits all in. After that, Stan, then you got to do security work, and then they've got to start training the buses on how to get in and out of the terminal. The whole idea is to get people, at least on the bus service, onto the Bay Bridge faster, get them over to the East Bay and back in. And that's requiring their own ramp, and they've even had to build their own bridges to connect this. Rather than be stuck in city traffic, you're going to go up over the city traffic and on and off the bridge. The idea is, like I said, to make it faster. But that keeps moving because they have to train the drivers on how to do that, and they can't do that, and they're not comfortable about doing that until they get the building done. But I suspect what they really are trying to do is have it all done at once rather than saying, okay, we're opening one part of it and not the other and not the other. Like I said, this was a very ambitious plan when Willie Brown first sprung it. We have four jurisdictions that ponied in, and how it takes off when it opens remains to be seen, and it'll be interesting to see. And by the way, people have actually gotten real used to the other Transbay terminal that's off to the side, the temporary one, so it'll be interesting to see how they feel of what's changed after they spent $2.2 billion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.